Hey there, all you barbecue and grill enthusiasts, pit masters. Welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On the Podcast. Yeah, we got a great show for you today. Yes, sir. We're going to be talking about wood, the art of cooking with wood smoke. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that today. The thing is that, you know, smoke, man, smoke is what barbecuing is all about. You know, how it transforms meat and vegetables. It gives us that, you know, that really mouthwatering flavor. So that's what the episode is about today. So let's get right down to it. The doctor.
just kind of waiting for my cue. Just waiting to see when you're gonna, hey, look who's here. Sitting here.
My bad, doctor.
Got excited about talking about smoking with wood.
Yeah, low and slow, baby. You know how that affects me.
I know. You get so excited. Go so excited. So much excitement that he forgets me. The exciting part of the show.
There you go. The doctor.
Jeez. How do you just throw in my own cue music and say, okay, now it's time my turn. Here I am.
Oh, wow.
I got the memo what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I even have a good story about this, too.
Yeah, wood? You got a good wood story?
I got a good wood story. How I almost burnt down everything on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Trying to cook with wood.
Mm.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for it yet.
Well,
just wasn't ready.
I think we're ready for that story, though.
Oh, you want to tell me now? Tell it now. Okay, yeah. So there I was. It's on Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. I haven't had a doctor story in forever. So here we go.
Doctor,
I got to do this in story form. Let's see if I remember.
Yeah.
So there I was, Ken. It was on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
It was my new smoker. Actually,
oh,
right?
Wow.
So I just got the smoker.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, well, I'm going to cook with wood. I'm not going to say which one because we'll talk about that later.
Right.
So we got the wood, right? Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, did I do charcoal? No, it just wood. It was just wood at the time. And it's a gas smoker. So you can do multiple.
Oh,
you can do
right.
everything. You can okay. do gas. You can do wood. You can also do charcoal. So it's pretty multi-diverse.
Oh, wow.
It's a really cool one. Or what you could also do is start it off with, or put the wood chunks mm-hmm. that you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Start it off with the gas.
Right.
Let it heat it up. Then turn off the gas and just do wood.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's brilliant. Brilliant. I watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I wasn't watching the YouTube videos very good. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. So, anyway. So I do the gas. I put the wood chunks in there. We start it up. Everything is going good. And all of a sudden, there was a fire.
Ooh.
Fire. Then I mentioned that the turkey is already in the smoker.
Oh,
and there is
no.
a fire.
Fire.
And I may or may not have dropped the turkey in the water. But no one needs to know that because Thanksgiving's over and it's almost been a year.
right, no one's
died. So that means it was fine. Everything was good.
Right.
I don't know why people are going to give me that look. It's like, it was great. It was great. So anyway, so then it became a job of how do you put out the fire without stopping the smoker. And it was great. I don't know if you ever played a real life game of hot potato.
Oh,
it was that. Thank goodness my daughter's sibling was there. Her brother,
mm-hmm.
half brother was there. So that was good. And we were able to put out the fire and everything was good because there is an art to cooking with wood.
Yeah,
there is an art. And that's why this episode really excited me too, until you forgot me. And now I have to bring myself in, and here we are once again. You see that, guys? That's called
wow.
Full circle.
Yes. Oh, man,
yes.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, my apologies, mm-hmm. doctor. But I didn't forget you, but, you know, I just got it went on and on.
Can't wait for a video podcast. It's that way you can see my facial expressions right now. Not even looking at the man because he just forgot about me. Looking at everything else.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm ready to learn about cooking and smoking with wood.
Well, right on.
How do
we
do it?
Yeah, so how do we do it? So now we're talking about cooking low and slow. Because
mm-hmm.
we're talking about barbecue. We're talking about wood for the most part.
Right.
So, hey, we start with the basics. Cooking slow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and you know, the thing about it is, it's just not about the heat. You know, I mean, cooking slow, we're going anywhere. My preference, anywhere from 200 to 250 degrees, to me is low and slow.
Okay, fair.
But anyway, you know, the thing is, it's not just about the temperature. A lot of it has to do with the wood. What type of wood are you using to infuse, you know, in this meat that you're cooking low and slow? I mean, the art of slow cooking with wood. And so wood is...
So what you're trying to tell me is that each wood cooks a little different?
It has a different flavor. Some wood cooks hotter, but we're talking about the different flavors of the wood.
Fine. Right. So and there's many flavors. There's oak. We talked about oak. That's a good one.
Yeah, we
that's
talked
what
about...
You, that's what you
about.
Used when you were on your trip.
Yeah, when I was on my trip, I used the borrowed smoker that I had.
Yes.
Yeah, the person had a lot of oak on it.
Perfect, perfect.
Right.
There's also hickory, which is everyone's favorite. And then also there's also your, maybe, well, not really. There's also mesquite.
Yeah, the mesquite wood. Mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
And I know how much you love mesquite wood. Yeah, I know how much you love cooking with that.
Yeah, as you well know, I'm not a big fan of mesquite wood. Even as abundant and as inexpensive as it is
all over
here in Arizona, I'm not a big fan. It's too powerful of a wood for me.
It does.
I mean, the smoky flavor, it overpowers. And if I'm going to use it, I would use it in beef, you know. And so when I do use it, it would be on beef. But otherwise, not so much.
That makes sense. There's also the fruit ones, too. The fruit woods, like apple and cherry and pecan.
Yeah,
they're also really good.
Cherry, yeah, and citrus woods. I love to use those woods. And so, you know, for chicken, maybe. And also... You know, steaks. There's this place I used to go to when in my other life when I did a lot of travel.
Oh, yeah.
And which would take me down to Florida. And I'd go to Tampa sometimes, Orlando down there. There was a place down there called Charlie Steakhouse. And they'd use a different wood every night. And
oh, really?
My favorite was this, you know, they had this rib. They had this 32-ounce ribeye steak.
32-ounce ribeye steak.
Yeah.
That is a huge steak.
Right. But the thing about Charlie's is they would use a different wood almost every night, right?
Really?
And so they used a lot of citrus woods down there. I mean, it's Florida citrus woods.
Right,
but
right.
Delicious. Uh-huh. So I play around with wood. I have apple wood at home.
Oh, really?
Hickory.
Okay.
I mostly use pecan though, because you know, it is in the family with it's in the hickory family.
Yeah. Do you mix your woods any?
You know, on that last trip I was on, I used oak and hickory together.
You did?
I mixed them. So occasionally I mix the woods and now I use a combination of woods.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know you could do that. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. So tell us about depending on what you're cooking, what woods do you like to use?
You know, depending on what I'm cooking though, right. It really is. Because I have done apple. I played with apple. That was really cool, actually, to actually taste the apple type of flavor inside the meat that you're cooking. That was really cool. My mother was actually really impressed with that. Because, you know, my mother just says, I feel like, and therefore I must make it.
Right.
I don't know. Call it like Lady Guadalupe. I think I dream of a church. And I magically created you a church.
Right.
So it's great. And hickory is, of course, my favorite because of, well, you just kind of pointed that out. And I was, when I tried it, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's now I have a feeling now I really want to go out and start playing around in seeing if I can mix woods to see what type of flavor that creates. But that's really the ones that I played with. I've played with Mesquite. X-Men. Mesquite. See, this is what happens when your kids fly to nest. You start watching cartoons and now everything is a cartoon. So, I've done that. And I've done hickory, and I've done apple. I've done peach too.
Right, peach is good.
It's really good. Good.
Right.
It's surprisingly good. It has a really interesting flavor too. And this is all in wood chunks, chips, not in chunks.
Yeah, chips.
This is all in my chips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're good. They're really good. All right. It really does enhance the flavor.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So once you decide on the wood, mm-hmm. we're talking about cooking low and slow here. So now you have to, what smoker are you going to use?
Ooh.
Yeah, and you know, there's different types. You got your offset smokers.
Right.
You know, electric ones.
Boogie, that boogie, boogie.
You just use the pellets. Mm-hmm. You know, electric ones, you typically use the pellets, those.
Right.
And then you have the electric kettle grill. I mean, you have kettle grills.
Right.
And you have barrel grills. So there's a lot of different choices for low and slow.
Right.
And when you're using the, like, the kettle grills or the barrel grills.
Right.
You want to do indirect cooking. Mm-hmm. You want to set it up for indirect.
Right.
Now, the typically those, what you call the offset smokers, those could be barrel type or whatever. They got the fire box on the side. And so, but also those electric smokers or whatever, they're already indirect heat.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there's no direct heat coming on it. So that, in smoking, it's all about indirect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with that smoker, the key to it is maintaining the constant temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue
mm-hmm.
is about temperature mm-hmm. and flavors.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
The temperature is the temperature that you're cooking at.
Mm-hmm.
And low and slow, like I said before, to me, 200 to 225. Those are the ranges. Most folks are right around 225, 250. 50. But depending on what I'm cooking, I'm going low to 200.
Yeah.
But that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm
mm-hmm.
cooking brisket, that's 12 to 13 hours.
Absolutely.
If I'm cooking pork butts, that's 16 hours.
Yeah.
I'm cooking pork butts 16 hours at 200.
Uh-huh.
So that's low and slow. So depending on what kind of smoker you have, mm-hmm. 16 hours is a long time to be trying to manage some temperature. So if you're going that long, you probably want one of those electric smokers or something
mm-hmm.
like that with the mm-hmm. pellets, so you don't have to keep stoking the fire.
Right. Or adding more
otherwise
more wood.
Or you stand up on it.
Right. Just adding more wood every few hours.
Right.
Because you have to maintain that temperature. It's going to go down. It's
right.
Logs. You have to replace the logs.
That's the key. You want to maintain that temperature. And
right.
It's up and down. Keep it right in there, 225 range, if
sure.
that's where you're trying to smoke. Right.
I mean,
that's the key to it. So that's mm-hmm. the temperature. That's the one temperature. And the other temperature is the temperature, internal temperature for your meat.
Right.
Trying to get to there.
Right.
Low and slow.
And slow.
And then depending on what you're cooking, as mm-hmm. to what range or what temperature, your target temperature for the
right.
meat.
Right.
Right. So got to be able to control the temperature.
Mm.
So, you know, I know the last time, you know, we in our last episode, we talked a lot about meat thermometers.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, this is a perfect time to bring in meat thermometers.
Yeah.
Like the Bluetooth one I got you
like
for Christmas.
Yeah, like
forgot Bluetooth. About it. Like, you forgot about me bringing me in the show. See, guys, this is full circle. It just keeps going back full circle.
Yeah. So tell us about the meat thermometers and the importance of the meat thermometer, doctor.
See, now I'm important. So, so Bluetooth meat thermometers are like your lifesavers. Really, they are. Because you don't want a looky-loo. You don't want to open up the cover or the door
because
you're going to let out all your heat out and then it's going to start all over again, which always sucks when you do that, especially when you're cooking Thanksgiving turkey and you're smoking a Thanksgiving turkey and you have it set at the perfect temperature and you want to take a look at it, but you don't want to take a look at it because
right.
you want to see the bird get golden. I mean, it's a beautiful sight to watch the transformation, but at the same token, you don't want to go in there with your digital meat thermometer and poke it. So instead, you just do that early. You put in your Bluetooth meat thermometer right as you're doing all the prep, before you put it in there, you set it on your phone, it's mostly on your phone. You set it on your phone, set the temperature you want it at, you put it in there, and there you go. And some of them will be able to check the temperature on the inside as well as the meat as well.
Oh, wow. So it'll check some of them, check the cooking temperature and the internal meat.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. So that way you know where it's at, which is perfect. I always know when I'm out of propane, generally, when the temperature of the turkey is not going up and it's starting to go down.
Wow.
Like, oh, we're out.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother story. Right?
So, folks, it's at 157 and it hasn't gone up in an hour. Maybe it's not the turkey.
All right.
Someone forgot to check the propane. Yeah. Yeah, they're really important. You should have one, so that way you know. And there's also the infrareds, right? That actually check the temperature on the inside of the...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those, especially the newer smokers, right. Electric smokers, pellet smokers, they check temperatures for you. They have an internal probe, and some of those probes can be hooked up to Bluetooth also.
Right.
So there's a lot of good equipment out there.
There is. Yeah, there is.
A lot of good equipment.
And you need good equipment if you're cooking with wood. Again, like I said, you want to maintain that temperature the entire time.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. That is so true, Doctor.
It is. It's almost like I belong on the show.
Oh, man, the doctor's, he's hilarious today.
I'm here all week, folks.
So anyway, hey, so we got our smoker set up.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk a bit about smoking a whole chicken?
Okay, all right.
I mean, since you already got it up, you're ready to go. You got some wood, you picked your wood.
Right.
I think, you know, we'll probably pick some apple wood for this. You just mentioned the apple wood.
I like that idea.
We're going to go with the wood that the doctor suggested and recommended.
That's cool. I like that. I like that. Apple wood.
All right. And so we're going to take a smoke whole chicken. Now, you know, we talked about brining food and other episodes. And we're not going to go into brining today, but we're going to brine this chicken before we smoke it.
Right.
And we're going to brine it, and we're going to leave it in the refrigerator anywhere from overnight to a few hours.
Sure.
And let it get in there. Let those flavors get into that meat, soak into that chicken. And then we're going to pat it dry.
Right.
And then we're going to rub it with our favorite seasons. Rub it down.
That's right.
Down with our favorite seasons. Rub it down. And a chicken, I like to use, like, before I rub it down, I pat it off, pat it dry, and I use like either olive oil or some butter or something like that. Rub it on the outside, then hit it with the seasoning.
Right.
And then as a binder, rub it down with the seasonings. And then we're going to get that wood going, you know.
Nice.
So we've already like preheat the grill.
Right.
You got to preheat that smoker.
Yeah.
Grill, preheat it, get it ready, get the temperature up. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're using like an electric grill.
Right.
I mean, well, not if you're using an electric gas grill.
Right.
Or an electric grill or something like that, and you have to use the pouch.
Right. The wood chips.
The wood chip pouch. And then you take that wood chip pouch, put it on when it's warming up, and it gets all smoky. But anyway, so we take that turkey, we're cooking indirect.
Right.
Ooh, the chicken just turned into a turkey.
It did. I noticed that. I was like, are we doing chicken or are we doing turkey? Is it Thanksgiving already? This is the Thanksgiving episode.
The chicken just magically turned into a turkey. Well, all right. Alakazam.
Here it is. Back to a chicken again.
All right. So we're back to chicken now. We're going to take that chicken. We're going to set it on that smoker at a temperature. We already got it. Temperature, we're going to go at about 225. We're going to set it on there, and we're going to smoke it about four to 5 hours, but depends on the equipment.
Right,
so,
of course.
So, as the doctor said, why don't we take that Bluetooth thermometer, stick it in there.
Yes.
And so poultry is done at 165 degrees internal temperature.
That's right. You don't have to go up.
Right. So that's where we're trying to get to, 165 degrees. So we got it in there. We're cooking at 225. And when it reaches 165, it's done.
It's done. Just pull her out.
All right. And then you pull that baby out, let it rest.
Yep.
And it's ready to carve.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, what do you do with your wood if you still have your wood going at the time and chicken's already done?
Well, I didn't put that much wood on, but but me, typically, I just let it burn out and we're good, you know. If I can, like, smother the fire or mm-hmm. something like that or whatever, it'll go out. I'll still have some wood left. But otherwise, you know, I would try to restrict the air going into the smoker. And then I'll put the fire out and boom, maybe I'll have some wood left. Maybe not. Maybe it'll all burn up.
Right, right.
So...
easy.
That's it. Yeah. So after that, you got your chickens ready, and it's time for you to enjoy
absolutely
that smoky goodness.
Mm. Oh, that all sounds right. So good.
Yeah.
Apple flavor. Yes. Yes, folks. You don't need a special occasion for this. You can do this at any time. It's like ribs. You can cook at any time.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Doctor. And so, anyway, you know, one other point, though, you know, in order to cook with wood and charcoal, you're going to need an adequate airflow. Right. And you know how in the kettle grills, they have the little thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Where you open it up. And it
like
has
a vent.
And it has the vent at the bottom.
Yeah.
Then it has the one on top.
Yes.
That's for air to flow through. Mm. And most grills, you know, charcoal wood grills.
Right.
Those things have... a place where, you know, airflow is very important to keep
right.
the fire going.
Right.
And they're designed to have airflow. So you don't want to really restrict the air. And if mm-hmm. it gets too hot, that's when you do, you know, kind of restrict the air a lot to get
sure.
the temperature down so it'll won't get so hot.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
So anyway.
You're playing with a lot of mechanics to keep that temperature. Again, it's about maintaining the temperature. Don't
right.
get too hot. Don't get too cold. And
right.
keep it right there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is cooking with wood.
That's easy breezy.
Easy breezy.
Mm-hmm. Easy breezy. We can do it now.
So, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Get Your Barbecue On the Podcast with Ken Alexander and the Doctor.
Oh, he didn't forget about me this time.
Dr. Andre Jones.
See, I'm mentioned, folks. See, I am important too. I belong in the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate you.
I really appreciate you.
We look forward to you listening in.
I look forward to seeing you again.
Take care.